Well, it's time for the Real BS Show again.
That's right.
Every Thursday.
Yeah. And it's getting colder.
We got a special thank you to Nancy Taylor over there in Philadelphia.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
She bought us lunch today.
Yeah.
You and me.
Yeah, fine dining.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, really. You didn't have to do that, Nancy, but thank you anyways. So.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a bunch of 60s songs that when you were, because she's the same age as me.
Yeah. We're aiming for like 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, those songs from that time. You know?
Yeah. She might remember some of these. She might not. But I sort of do. And
right.
So we'll just blow through some of those songs and see what happens. See what comes up.
Yeah.
See what memories we can bring back.
Oof. I'm sure you have a lot of memories from that time frame, you know?
Yeah, well, it's getting pretty far along, so, I mean.
Right.
They're starting to slip away.
They do say that age range, yeah, 15, 16, 17, is very formative years for your music taste, you know?
I don't know. I just know it was a long time ago. It's a lot of things I've forgotten.
Yeah, that happens. Heck, I don't remember barely any of my teachers' names.
Yeah, you know? Well, I didn't want to.
It's starting to get harder to remember certain things, you know? Like, you know, high school feels so long ago. It's a very distant memory for me, too. And
I told you I went to the class reunion back in August, I think it was.
Yeah.
There's 160 of us that graduated, and right. I think 30 of us showed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you then think... I started asking about this guy and that guy, and they all died.
Huh.
I said, what? I said, they died, and they didn't even tell me. Right. Nobody told me.
Huh.
I said, holy smokes. And I got to admit, you know, probably 80% of the people that I ran into, I had no clue who they were.
Right.
I had to ask them, you know, and I think they got a little bit upset with me because I was asking them, I'm sorry, but I just don't know who you are. You know, they seemed to recognize me, but I didn't, a lot of them, I couldn't believe. You know, there was canes and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I think, oh, man, jeez. Whew. It was kind of shocking, I guess you could
say. Yeah,
you know, especially some of the people I knew them very well,
right?
But boy, I'd have never guessed in a million years that's who they were,
right?
Whew, holy cow, some of them got a little upset with me.
Well, that's how many years ago? That's 66 years ago, 65 years ago, roughly, you'd say.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
No, you know, I'm sorry, that'd be 55 or 56 years ago.
Yeah,
I was off by a decade. You know,
it doesn't matter.
But still, that's a decent time difference. You know,
I mean, boy, it was a wake up call. That's for sure.
Right.
Ooh-wee. I stopped my whining. You know, stopped my complaining.
I will say you're in pretty good shape for your age. You know, most people are not.
Well, I split a lot of wood, so maybe that doesn't. Right. I don't know. Holy catfish! Whew.
And you also did marathons and. You know.
Yeah, well, I tried a little bit of everything over the years. Oh, geez. I don't know if I'd want to do it over again.
Right.
I'd like to, you know, if I knew what I knew now and go back and do it over again, I don't know, probably screw it all up, you know.
What would you do different?
That's it. I don't know. I don't know.
That's a hard thing to decide.
I'd have been a little bit more careful with my money. I definitely spent money like there was no tomorrow.
Right.
You know? I didn't think nothing about saving money or none of that stuff.
Right.
Know? I just, if I saw it, I wanted it, and I got it.
Boom. Right.
So it was...
It's very difficult to save your money, though. I will say that. I try to save my money... because even though, you know, they say, oh, Social Security will be there, I don't think it will be in 2023 or 32. 2032 is supposed to exhaust itself, so I get a little nervous about that, so I try to save money.
Yeah.
But, you know, things happen. Your car breaks down or, you know, you need a repair.
It's always something. Yeah. Always something.
Yeah.
I put spark plugs in my car, four of them.
Yeah.
$100.
Oh, wow.
$100 to buy forest spark plugs.
Whoa, jeez. I remember they were like $5.
Yeah, you? Right. That's what I was thinking. Jeez. Oh, man.
They better be gold tipped.
I went to the dentist. I mean, I sat in the waiting room for half an hour, and then I went into his operating, whatever, his lavatory there.
Right.
And 10 minutes, and I was out of there. $689 bill. I said, here's $50. I mean, in the insurance, they said, we'll pay $189. That's it.
Wow.
I said, well, I'm paying $50, and that's it. So I don't know. I might not have a dentist anymore. I mean, he didn't do anything. He peeked in my mouth for about 2 seconds and said, well, just call me if you need me. Yeah. I said, that's what I need, is just to be able to call you if I need you.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was it. $689.
Jeez.
So I raised the price of my firewood. I bumped it up $60. I said, that's... Screw it. Yeah. Jeez.
Well, you have to pay the beavers more, too, nowadays. You know, you can't, you know, wood's not cheap.
I don't know. But my phone's still ringing off the wall. It just won't stop, you know.
Maybe this means you have to raise your prices more.
Well, I thought that would do it, but it didn't. And people said, oh, I don't care what you charge. Yeah. Oh, that didn't work. Yeah. But it's nice to get that extra money. But,
oh, sure.
You know, that's always nice, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know what I was getting. That's because you built that website for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy catfish. Everybody and their uncle, they're calling from way down south and Warren,
right.
Ohio. And
but they're not reading the website to see that it
evidently
says,
not, because no. We put in their 20-mile
yeah.
Radius. Some of them are. I said, well, I'm 21 miles away. I said, well, you don't qualify. You're too far away.
Yeah.
shoot. Yeah. Oh, well, I just, I'll pick out sunny days, and that's the only days I make deliveries.
I don't blame you. It's just, it's silly. It's silly how things work. You know, I notice that a lot of people don't pay attention to reading things, and no. So I always try to, like when I worded it on there for your website, for instance, let me give you an example. I tried to make that as simple as possible to be like, you know, here's the facts, and for some reason people skip over.
Yeah,
you know?
they don't pay attention. So,
like, I mean, how many people read the manual to when they buy something like a chainsaw or, you know, a piece of equipment? Most people don't. They throw that aside.
You can't even find the manual. Yeah. I don't even know where that stuff goes.
But it's like, that's one of the things I do read. I read that a lot. I read a lot of documentation all day long, too, you know, and that's part of my job. You know, you have to know what you're going to be doing. You have to read the documentation. And it's the same thing with equipment. There's a lot of times I will read it just because, and sometimes I throw it away. And it's like a coffee maker.
I'm from the old school, you know. You don't need these. If there's no pictures on the instruction manual, forget it. I throw it away.
Right.
Yeah. If there's some pictures, I'll look at those. But no pictures, I ain't reading all that crap.
Right.
The first 6 pages are about safety. Come on.
I get it. I end up getting a new microwave probably about a year ago, and it had all these functions in there, like, you know, it does microwaving, it does toaster oven, it can do, you know, air frying, and it's like, holy, defrosting, and, you know, all this stuff, and it's like, I never even tried any of that besides defrost and microwave.
Put it on 1 minute and let it go.
but the thing is it said on there, I did read the manual on this part, but it said if you're going to use the air fryer, you have to do it outside, because the first time you do it, because... After that, it'll be fine. But for some reason, the first time you use that air fryer, it's going to, like, vent some weird smells. And you don't want that in your house, I guess. And I'm like, not using that. And my son was like, oh, we got to try that. Like, no, we have a toaster oven that does air frying.
You got to get a long extension cord outside.
Right. And, you know, the winter's coming, man. It's the pipes going to start freezing if we're not careful, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. It's going to be a cold winter.
Yeah, it is. They're saying it's going to be extra cold this year.
There's like 3 different weather guys I pay attention on YouTube, and every single one of them are saying it's going to be a cold winter, La Nina winter, and we had that last year, so don't know what it's going to be like.
It's just ugly. That's all I know.
Last year, it was up to my chest in the snow when I was out hunting. It was crazy.
No thanks. Oof. I bought a new pair of like coveralls. Yeah. It's kind of like a snowsuit kind of thing. But it's camouflage, so you can't see me. And I got a pair of gloves, really nice toasty gloves, and a new pair of boots to keep my feet warm. And it's just for driving the tractor, because when I got to plow the driveway, it's so dang long. It's a quarter mile. And
where'd you get the overhauls from?
Dunham Sports.
Oh, yeah, I've known that store, yeah.
Wow, man, nice stuff, and the prices weren't too bad.
You buy it online?
I spent $200. No, I went down to the store.
Okay.
I got some really toasty socks that I knew. I know those socks are good.
Right. Wool socks work great if you get those.
But I don't know. I just got a whole outfit. It's just for plowing snow. I ain't going to wreck it any other way.
Right. You know? You might use it for, like, other things, too.
No, I don't want to.
You have to go to that house or something. You might need to bundle up.
Need to shovel my way.
Right.
This wintertime stuff. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you think here? We should probably get to the music then.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play some old songs that maybe Nancy and I will remember.
Yeah.
But doing that, you said if it was a straight line you had, we wouldn't have known you were easy.
There's an old time, a couple of oldies, smoldies.
I think you have a saying that I truly believe is true, that the good songs are the ones you can picture yourself playing, you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
I
admit we played, you know, probably all of these songs, but
right.
Some of them I wasn't too proud of.
Right, right. Know,
like 96 Tears. I mean, it's the same thing all over and over and over.
It probably gets boring.
Yeah, it does.
What do you think? I mean, those songs were probably, I mean, I think that was a one-hit wonder.
Question mark and the Mysterious.
Yeah, I think they were a one-hit wonder. But at the time, you think about it, when they wrote that, they probably slapped it together, probably drunk or something, and then they probably got bored of playing it. Imagine that. Have to play that every place you go. Everyone wants that song played.
Well, that's why they didn't last very long.
No.
They disappeared. They said, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, they're like, I'm tired of playing the same.
Just take the money and run.
But, I mean, do you blame them? I mean, in some ways, I could say, yeah, you'd want to have a lasting legacy going on. But the reality is, you look at a lot of rock singers, man, a lot of them didn't, the life expectancy was like 55 years old at most. That's scary.
Well, when you're on the road, it's terrible.
It's a hard life.
Oh, geez, it's awful.
Not just exclude the drugs and alcohol. Just exclude that for a bit. And just look at the lifestyle you have to live on the road.
Well, I never drank, so that was, we were working all the time.
Right.
You know, we hurry up. First one's there and the last one's to leave.
Right.
And you have to hurry up and go someplace else. And just terrible. Just terrible.
I could see.
It seemed exciting, you know, at first, but after a bit, he said, you know what, this ain't no fun at all.
No.
Jeez.
No.
And these performers, they just do the same show over and over and over.
Right.
Same jokes, same everything, you know.
Right.
It's like, oh, brother.
There's some points, though, with comedians nowadays is people do not put up with the same old jokes. You can't use them again. That's where with like music, you can play the same song over and over again and people still love it. But with comedians nowadays, they have to burn those jokes after they do a special and then they have to write again. So it's in my view, it's being comedians actually very difficult nowadays because most people.
Well, at least you don't have to carry a lot of equipment.
No. But it's another one. They're very tough life on the road, constantly on the road. You're never at home. And you think about that. When you get home into your tiny house, that's your space, man. You can chill at, right? You know?
Yeah.
But when you're on the road all the time, you don't get that chill space. You don't ever get to sit back and relax. And I can imagine that being very difficult. That would be difficult for me.
It was no fun. No fun.
No.
And performers take on a whole new face, I guess you could say.
Right.
They don't seem so special to you after you've been hanging out with them for 8 days.
I'm sure you get some ones that are very prima donna, I guess.
You get all kinds of crap, man.
Yeah.
Some are nice, some aren't. Yeah. Some are just total idiots.
There's some that you mentioned before, and you probably never mentioned them on the podcast or anything like that, but... They've matched up online with other people who have said that they're jerks, and so it confirmed what you said that it was like wow, before when you said I believed you, but then when I heard from other people saying like whoa, Bill said that they're saying the same thing. I'm like whoa, but the ones you find that are I think they're good, you should talk about them more. That were pleasant people to be around because most people probably don't even know. You know,
well, it doesn't really matter because all you see is what you see, and it's all pasteurized and homogenized, and it's just all you see is the nice stuff.
Right.
You don't see the Tom T. Hall being drunk at every every bit of it. Not so bad at first, but then towards the end, terrible, just. Mr. Storyteller,
I think though you have the ones that are that off stage are nice and pleasant and very kind and graceful of your they're humble. When you find those ones,
they appreciated your work, and, but most of them didn't. They were the stars, and that was it.
And you're just another wheel in the clog.
Yeah, just do your thing and
right.
Give me what I want. And
in some ways, don't you think the show business, in a ways, is like dance monkey dance? Everyone's expecting the artists to go up there and dance and perform, and so they kind of get into that mindset. You're just another wheel in the cog, just like they are.
I don't know.
I'm not justifying. I'm just trying to understand it because
real winners out there. Garth Brooks. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. I don't see him anymore.
Yeah, he's out there performing.
Oh boy, what a jerk! Yeah. And just it goes on and on and on. you know, the nice ones. I think most of the nice ones that I knew are dead.
Yeah.
You know, Roy Clark died. Mary Travers died.
Right.
But there's a lot of bad ones. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Idiots. Marty Robbins, I remember him. He looked like Howdy Doody out there bouncing around with all these rhinestones on his suit. Yeah. He was just a demanding. Holy smokes.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that the rhinestone thing's kind of out of the way. You don't see people wearing rhinestone too much anymore.
He was just sparkling all over the place.
It was kind of like Elvis in his later years. I knew Elvis was popular at a certain point, and then he kind of dipped down, but I didn't realize how unpopular he became. He became very unpopular. People weren't listening to him anymore. A lot of people viewed him as washed up. And
He just did the same thing over and over and over. You know, it wasn't, even if it was a different song, it would be the same pattern, you know, same. You didn't know one from the other when it was.
But when I saw he was 42, I thought he was older than that when he died. He was 42. I'm 42.
Yeah.
And that seems
better. You better watch your step.
Well, I'm not doing barbiturates and amphetamines in my bathroom, so I'm good. He was loaded up on a lot of drugs and alcohol. Yeah.
He's, I don't know. I didn't know Elvis Presley, so I can't really say, but
I only know because
I know the stories and stuff like that. But.
I only know because my grandmother was a huge Elvis fan, and that was, you know, she was born in 1933, and so it was her demographic that got into Elvis early on, like in the 50s, you know, when he got really popular. And so she enjoyed him. But really, honestly, I look back and it's like, I think Roy Orbison was better. I hate to say that to some people that like Elvis Presley, but...
Is he dead?
Roy Orbison's dead. But Roy Orbison was not a looker. He was a great songwriter, a great musician, like composer of music. He was like more like a composer than anything else. And I think musically, he was just way more talented.
I didn't like him because the way he looked.
He looked like a geek. I know he looked like a geek, but I appreciate his music way more. And yes, it was overplayed on the radio, a lot of it. But if you listen to it now, I think Roy Orbison really... He just hit the spot, man. He was early for his time how he could put music together. It was like an orchestra how he did it. And I just appreciate that a lot. When people they write themselves and they also perform it too. And that's amazing. There's like that's their music, you know?
Yeah, there was, you know, the list goes a mile long. I mean, there's.
And he was a decent guy. He wasn't a jerk. You know,
there was a lot of them were alcoholics. Yeah. You know, you didn't even know it. But you hung around him for a day, then you knew it.
You look at America, though. I mean, really, before the prohibition of alcohol, most of America was drinking all the time. It was very common, you know. And so then after that, they banned alcohol, and it was a stupid thing to do. But alcohol really dropped.
Gave the mobsters something to do.
Yeah, kept them busy. Wonder what they're doing today.
they're into basketball now. They're rigging
trash
basketball
companies
games.
Or you know, baseball or they're not in Vegas anymore. Everyone thinks they're in Vegas. They're not. They're out of Vegas now. They're in other places.
Well, the corporate big shots pushed them out.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is too much easy money.
I think they sold it to the companies. I don't blame them. But in a lot of ways, you look at money laundering, it's still going on today, you know. You ever see a mattress company? You ever go by a mattress store and just look at the parking lot? It's empty. How are they paying for the rent of those buildings? I mean... I don't see how they're keeping the lights on, and the only car parked there is someone that's working there. That's a money.
Well, Amazon's taken over, so.
Right. I mean,
buy a mattress off Amazon.
Right.
You get home, you unzip it, and it puffs up. Boom, there you go.
Or even Sam's Club or Costco. You can go to those stores, and they sell mattresses there. Isn't that crazy? You don't even have to go to a mattress store. To me, this whole thing is just, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy.
Well, yeah. It's just changing. It's the way things are. Let's play some more music.
Yeah, we got some Cream.
Whatever. I don't care.
down.
It's the Real BS Show. You know, it's cold out there.
It is. Yeah, your hands kind of, you know, ooh, joints are aching. And
yeah.
But it's sunny out. That's a
sunny and cold.
It feels good. It feels decent out of the
breeze,
wind.
Too. Yeah. That,
you get out of the wind and the sun feels good. Yeah.
Well, let's just play some more songs about from the, I guess this is in the 60s.
Yeah,
it?
60s, yeah.
Because
yeah,
we'd have been teenagers.
Yeah, you were teenagers in those days. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Teen bops. Did your parents ever, you know, going back, looking back, did that your parents' generation complain about your generation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when the Beatles came out, my dad said, oh, those guys won't be around 3 months from now. They'll be gone. You know, Frank Sinatra and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want nothing to do with them.
Right, right.
Dean Martin.
Right.
I can't remember all of
them. Oh, there's a whole crew there.
Oh, yeah. There
what
was,
are they called, the Rat Pack?
Yeah, they were trying to be gangsters. And
I think they were kind of at some point. Yeah, they were
they
tied
hung,
to
they
it.
They hung out with them, but yeah, they fell apart. They didn't,
yeah,
didn't last all that long. But, you know, that style of junk, I thought, you know, who'd want to play that?
Right.
You know? But anyways, you know, it's probably that way. I mean, you know, I think about all this new music that's coming out now, and I think, geez, you go to McDonald's and sit there and listen to that garbage on the.
A lot of that stuff they were playing at McDonald's, though, is older from the 2000s, though. It's older music.
I don't care what it is. It's garbage.
It's pop music, yeah.
Jeez.
It's all pop. The rock music nowadays, there's some good stuff out there.
You got to really search for it, too, but I don't know. I don't search for nothing. I just... I don't know. I guess I'm getting too old.
I like finding the new music. It's some of it's not hard at all. It's actually quite fun to find. It's, you know, people are saying rock is dead, and I disagree. It's out there. Go back in the 60s. Not every band from the 60s was good. There was few that, if you look back at the ones you like, there is probably, 10 from the 60s, maybe? 7? I don't know.
You like certain songs, and right. That would be it. The rest of the album stinks.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That does happen. There's a few bands, I will say, today, where the whole album is good. I'm shocked by it. There's some bands out there that are like that. And there's new bands out there putting music, and it's like, wow, this whole album is great. It has a nice vibe to it, and, I like that kind of stuff. Finding that kind of those kind of bands, I remember one time back in 2001 when I was coming back from Fort Benning, Georgia, and I just graduated from the infantry school in the Army, and I just remember listening to the CD I just bought, and it felt so amazing to sit there and hear the whole album, just enjoy it. It was like when you find bands like that, There's something great about that, I don't know. Would Spencer Davis Group, was that a band that you could think of that was that kind of like that alley? Or
you get a couple of good songs and that was it. Right. I didn't. And everybody was playing with everybody else. I mean, right. It was Blind Faith and Cream, and,
right?
All these different. These guys are all switching all over the place,
Right,
which is fine, And they had some good music,
right?
I don't know. It was. I don't know what it's like today because I don't keep track of anything.
Right. In some ways, a lot of artists are no longer tied to the record companies anymore. They're more independent, which is better for them. They, they're not, locked down with the payola where they, have to get advances and then do so many records with that record company. So, in a lot of ways, they're more independent and more have their own authority in creative direction where they want to go. And so I think it's better now in a lot of ways. And
probably is, yeah.
Because I think that is the one complaint I have about the music industry is the record companies seem to have way too much power.
Oh, they did. They did. They called all the shots.
Yeah.
So, because I worked with bands that were, I said, how in the world did these guys get any contracts at all?
Right.
I mean, they were terrible.
Right.
Just terrible.
Right.
I remember Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I went to the Woodstock, and right. They played there. It was awful. I don't care what anybody is.
Right, right.
They all, it was only their first or second job that they ever right. played together. But the harmonies and whoever did the mixing on the control boards, it was terrible. just terrible. But, they got in the proper studio and the, and they were good, no doubt about it.
Right.
But that was a mixed up mess.
That's there. Right there. One thing alone is these mixing boards. You look at how things were mixed back in the days, 50s and 60s. It was a weird mix, in my opinion. And now it sounds a lot better. I think music, when you go to concerts, sounds a lot better than it did, in the 50s and 60s.
Well, you got good, you got bad. You
right.
It's somewhere good. Well, let's play some more songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey! Well, my tongue returns, I remember feeling.
Spencer Davis Group. There you go.
Blow me down.
Yeah. Do you like the Hammond in that song? That's a beautiful Hammond in that song.
Well, they were big with that.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when there weren't too many Hammonds around.
Right. Yeah, kind of, you think about that. That's an interesting instrument, you know? I don't know.
It was a pain in the butt to carry around.
Oh, really?
Oh, geez. Was it like
size of an upright piano?
Leslie tone cabinet that goes with it. Did it.
Oh, geez.
Big.
So when Mike Hutzel was doing the Hammond organ, was he doing on that thing?
No. It's just they got
keyboard?
Yeah, keyboard imitation synthesized or whatever, you know.
Interesting.
You can make any sound you want now with just a little keyboard.
It's like the pipe organs. You ever hear an actual live pipe organ?
Well, the Chautauqua Institution had giant pipes up there.
Right.
I mean, it was the real deal, but it's no big deal.
I think it's amazing. It's an interesting instrument. You don't hear it too often.
Well, that's because it's $1 million to install it.
Right.
You know?
When I was younger, I went to a church that had a pipe organ, and I just remember going and playing with it, and boy, did that, it just resonated. You felt it through your body. And so it had, I don't know, there's something about it, you know?
Well, you don't see too many around anymore.
No, they got rid of them. Yeah. The keyboard's a lot cheaper.
They can make them sound just like that.
You imagine those had to be repaired, the original ones. And so I can imagine you'd have to get someone very specialized in tuning them and repairing them, and not cheap. I can imagine that's very expensive. So I can see why people get rid of them.
All the repairmen died off.
That's true. Kind of like a lot of different fields. A lot of locksmiths are dying. A lot of piano tuners. It's hard to find those, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Blue Magoose. What do you know about them? Because that's a name I...
Absolutely nothing.
But you know the song that we have.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, you know. Back in those days, there's all kinds of them.
Maybe it's a one-hit wonder. I'm not sure. You know, it's you know, one of those ones where you like wonder what happened. What was about them? They were an American rock group from the New York City. Wow. They're best known for their only. They were one-hit wonder that we ain't got nothing yet. I guess they're the only hit that reached top 50. So. Maybe that's why I never heard much more about them, but, you know.
I mean, I knew of them, but I didn't know much about them.
Right. That's think how many one-hit wonders are out there. Just so many.
Oh, sure. Lots and lots of them.
how do you get a group?
Take the money and run.
how do you get a group of guys or women or whatever to get a band members to get together and perform night after night and be able to stand and be around each other? I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It's kind of like marriages. They don't last.
Right.
So what in the heck was I thinking?
Right, right. Twitter pated.
Oh, well. All right, let's play some tunes. Some more tunes that we may or may not remember.
All right.
Made of love.
right, so we got a few more songs.
Yeah.
This one that's coming up is, what was the name? Oh, Gloria.
Gloria.
Well, the Boys Night Out band, we played that quite a bit. Not exactly like the record, but...
Right.
And where did we play? I was in Union City,
yeah.
At the Moose Club.
Yeah.
Some guy come up. I mean, we played it once, and, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, he come up and he say, "Will you play Gloria again?" And he said, "I'll pay you." And he threw a $50 bill on the tom-toms.
Uh-huh.
I says, "Well, that there you go, Gloria." And it wasn't a half hour later, he did it again.
Come up
there, "Can you play Gloria again? There's another $50 in it." I said, "You got it. You got it." We're going to play Gloria all night long, for all I
cared. Like on repeat.
Jeez,
your fingers start bleeding from playing it too much.
It was the same guy, so it wasn't multiple people. It's just that one guy. He had more money than brains. Yeah, so yeah, let's hear Gloria, and I don't know what else you got.
The Monkees.
The Monkees, oh geez.
Yeah.
They were big on TV.
Yeah, you picked the song, Bill, so.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So you picked the Monkey song. You just didn't know it was a Monkey song.
Oh. Well, they were, it was all, you know, I mean, they didn't really, they did some of the stuff of the songs, but there was other people that
wrote it and stuff. Yeah.
Later
on, their last album they did together, they all wrote that themselves, and it was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was Peter Tork and,
right.
Was that little guy who just died?
Right, yeah. They made that album right before he died.
Jones, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The album was actually pretty good, the last album they made. It was actually pretty good.
But they had some catchy tunes that people liked.
They called it Bumblegum Pop or whatever. Yeah.
Well, the TV show, kids liked it.
So. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. She come around. It's about 5'4" all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house, knock upon my door, and then she call out my name.
Oh, attention, don't be slow. No, 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 no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No, 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 no. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
There's an oldie schmoldie there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the TV show. Hey, I think we're about run out our welcome here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we're.
We just got to say thank you to Nancy Taylor. She didn't have to, you didn't have to do that, Nancy.
Yeah, it's appreciated, but
yeah, but it was tasty.
Yeah.
Fine dining.
Very fine dining. We put our pinkies out for you, and so, thank you.
Yeah. So we got a couple more songs. So everybody, stay healthy, eat right, and be kind to each other, and you know, be nice. You know, you get what you give.
Right.
So.
And also, if you like yards and if you like birds, we have the yard birds up next.
Well, isn't that catchy?
Yeah, I know.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
We're full of them here.
Yeah, I know.
We're full of it. Yeah. Okay. Till next week, and probably be snowing next week.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
Dream on me at night. For your love. For your love. For your love. I will give the stars above. For your love.
Never make her sad. I got a heart.